We've reported a lot recently on PM on the mass detention of Muslim Uyghurs in China's Xinjiang province, including a first-hand account from a Uyghur man who had fled to Turkey. Well, today, Australian Foreign Affairs officials in Canberra have revealed under questioning that three Australian citizens were detained there last year. They have since returned to Australia, but Australia was not notified of the detentions. Multiple Australian requests to visit the province have been rejected. The department says it is still pressing the Chinese government for access. Our reporter Stephen Jedgetts has been following the Senate estimates hearing where this was raised today. Stephen, the United Nations says it's received credible reports that up to 1 million ethnic Uyghurs have been detained in camps in Xinjiang province. What do we know about the Australians discussed today who were detained there?
Well, Linda, details are pretty scant at the moment. Department officials told Senate estimates this afternoon that three Australians, who are presumably ethnic Uyghurs themselves, were detained last year under China's crackdown in Xinjiang. Now, the Australian government says they were held for a number of weeks, so a relatively short period of time, and then they were apparently released, allowing them to return to Australia. We don't know why precisely they were held or why, in fact, they were released. But it is possible that other Australians, or at least Australian residents, are still being held in camps right now. The Green Senator, Janet Rice, pressed officials. She says that she's been told there are another six Uyghurs who are either Australians or who normally live in Australia who are still being held in camps in Xinjiang. And she asked the department's Graham Fletcher exactly how many Australians had been caught up in this campaign of forced detention. This is the exchange.
So of the ones that you do know of, have you got any more details that you could share with us about those cases?
Well, there are three individuals who have told us that they were detained in Xinjiang during the course of last year, but who have since returned.
Yes. But I'm told that there are six who haven't, who haven't returned.
I don't have that information.
Graham Fletcher from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade at Senate Estimates today. Stephen, has there been any explanation to the Australian government for the detentions?
No, Linda, none whatsoever. Officials say they're certainly pressing China about the broader human rights situation in Xinjiang, and apparently we raise our concerns regularly. Interestingly, the Australian government's also offered some assistance to a very small number of Australian Uyghurs who say their family members are currently being detained in these camps and who have asked the Australian government to help. The department says it approached the Chinese government on behalf of two Australians whose families had essentially disappeared. Our officials apparently wrote to their Chinese counterparts asking for information about what happened to these people, but they said the Chinese government simply stonewalled. They wrote back saying that Australia simply hadn't provided them with enough information for them to be able to help in any way.
And it appears the Australian government isn't getting very far in the attempt to get into the region either.
That's right, Linda. Beijing's very sensitive to any criticism about what's happening in the region. It's called the camps vocational training centres, and it says it's only pursuing this strategy to get rid of extremism in the community there. Australian officials, we were told during estimates, last visited the province early last year. Since then, we've made several approaches to China, requesting permission for our diplomats to travel to Xinjiang again. But the department told Senate estimates that China's refused those requests. We're not the only ones, incidentally. Apparently, diplomats from several other countries have also been refused entry. Now, the Green Senator, Janet Rice, also asked Graham Fletcher again about China's response to our requests. Again, let's have a listen to that exchange.
Is that something that is being actively considered?
At the moment, our embassy's officials have not been able to arrange official visits to Xinjiang.
So what's been the barrier there?
Well, they need approval to do so.
Right. And so the approval has been refused?
Yes.
In Senate estimates again today, Graham Fletcher and Janet Rice. So how, Stephen, is the Australian government characterising what's happening in Xinjiang? Some are saying the detention camps for the Uyghurs are effectively concentration camps.
Yeah, that sort of language isn't being adopted by the Australian government, at least not at this stage. But we are pretty clear that we've got serious concerns. Graham Fletcher was asked about the figure that you used earlier, the 1 million or so Uyghurs who have apparently been held in internment camps. He said he wasn't sure if that figure was accurate, but he said the reports of that figure were credible, which was an interesting comment for him to make. He also was drawn in on this claim that China's made about vocational training happening at the camps. He said, frankly, we don't know enough about whether there's an element of training or not. But he also made it clear that Australia does believe that at least the main purpose of these camps is indoctrination. So however you cut it, Linda, that reality is pretty stark. This is a concession on the record from senior officials that our largest trading partner is running a series, a vast network of camps with up to cumulatively 1 million people in them for the purpose of brainwashing. It's a pretty stark reality, and it's not one that Australia can do much about.
Stephen, thank you very much indeed. Stephen Jedgett's our reporter in Parliament, watching that Senate Estimates Committee hearing today.